All right, make things for no loss, make things for no enter gbege, make things for no enter kasala. Yes, so now na boy dey, yes, so your favorite homeboy, Arewa. Yes, my people, now your boy. I don't come back again. This time around, I come back in a different style, grandeur. But the truth is, guys, man, I just want to be... Man, I just want to make myself happy, seriously, because the past 14 days right now, it's been crazy for me. Like, I've had a lot of things going on in my mind, seriously, emotionally wise, my things been going wrong, you know, relationship wise, things went south, you know. It was crazy for me throughout last week, you know, and a week before, me and my girlfriend, we had a lot of issues, and we had to end the relationship, you know. So I won't lie to you, emotionally I wasn't really sound, you know. Things was not really going the way I wanted to be. Like, everything was just going against me. I had issues with my finance. Everything just went upside down, straight up. It was as if the whole thing were, they just gang up against only me, and I was the bad guy in the story. So, man, the vibes wasn't really there for me to do anything, honestly. Like, I wasn't really in the mood to get anything, to write anything, to put up anything. And, you know, a couple of weeks back, I told you I wanted to do an interview with my friends and family, you know, but we had a lot of technical issues that made the whole plan, you know, that one too went sour. So everything just was just working against me. Everything was just, so it was as if everything was crumbling right in front of me, and there was no solution. Like, there was solution, but it was an expensive one. To some of them, like the interview stuff, oh God. By the time we started doing some estimated bill, I was like, geez, hey, where will I start from? So I just had to put that on hold for now. So I was planning to do something about Valentine, we'll just do one or two things, then the breakup too came up. Hey, how will I process this, man? So I was trying to still be a man, trying to, you know, rugged it, financial issue. That was, God, it was as if the whole thing was, you know, the whole blockchain issue, the whole Luno and everything. You know, government banning cryptocurrency. Jesus, BCD, soft asset, you won't enter one chance. So everything was just going bonker. Like, it was as if the whole month of February was just going upside down for me, going against me rather. And it's my birthday month, why should it be so, man? It should be, yeah, but what will man do now? You just have to, you know, kick back up, get things started, and, you know, I just had to just give myself a break. Like, I need to refresh my brain, seriously, because I don't want to come back here with low vibes, same old story. Like, okay, I want to do this, and at the end of the day I'll come back and tell you guys story. No, I want to come back and say, okay, you know what, if it is just talk, then let's do the talk, all right? So if it is just, let's just do something, you know, I just need to get something rolling, all right? Because I don't want the motivation I use in starting this podcast to die. I've started so many things online that I ended up stopping at the first, second, third take, you know. Like my YouTube channel, I just did two take and I ended it. I did another podcast, I ended it. I created another podcast, that one was way back, I ended it. So many Instagram accounts that I've created for so many businesses, I ended it. So this time around, I don't want to end anything. I want to do it, you know. I want to do it. Let me do this and let me face the challenges, let me just go through the rough surface and come out strong. And yeah, because I don't just want to come here and start blabbering rubbish, you get. I don't want to come here and just keep you guys up high and just bring it down. This guy has come again with his old story and same story, and you know, seriously, I really got affected with my relationship, how it ended. I didn't really picture it to end that way, seriously. I didn't really picture it to end that way, but ended, you know. I know I had issues. I know I had my own flaws. I knew I was not a perfect guy. I knew I did so many wrong things in my relationship, but like, man, I had so many anticipation for this relationship. I had so many, you know, dreams and so many aspirations, and everything was just cut short like that. So I had fought in trying to make this relationship. I know my flaws could have motivated her to decide that she wanted to end the relationship. I know. We've already started having issues, you know, way back. We're always arguing, angry, getting, you know, on each other's nerves, and it was as if nothing was working. You get every move we make, after 2-3 days, we just go back to the same error. Or I go back to the same error. Because that's the main thing. I've been the bad guy, I've been the one always making I get angry. I've been the one with the flaws. I've been the one with this. I've been the bad guy in the relationship. I'm the bad guy. So, yeah. You know, I had so many plans. I don't want the relationship to end the way it ended. You get? This is one of my longest relationships. I'm a very stupid guy. Very, very stupid guy. Because sometimes I have this nonchalant attitude, which I know it is a very bad thing. I have this nonchalant attitude sometimes. You get? I don't know. I've tried working on myself. You know, I've read different books from Miles Morrow to Joyce Meyer to this one, that one, different books. I've read that all still the same, Jared. It's just as if I read. Though those reading, there are sometimes I get some point from them, you know, but to be honest, I've not improved yet. Seriously, I've not improved. I'm still the bad guy. I'm still the bad guy. Yeah. The bad guy. And I don't know how to double date, you know. It's not really my thing. I'm always sticking to one lady. You get, but I don't mean I flirt around. I was okay because I flirt around, but I don't beat one man. I just do one lady, and that's it. My friends know me for that. Yeah, I've done the flirting thing back then when I was in secondary school. That was when I was doing all those youthful vibes. And sorry, those teenage vibes. I'm still a youth, I beg. Those teenage vibes. Ah, jeez, I won't lie. Back then, I was a flirt too. I'd be easy, all those things that are, you know, piling up to get that, to bring up this old, I don't know, Jerry, guys, I don't know, like, it's crazy right now. I'm pointing out my mind to you guys, so forget the old smile and the old laughter. I have some pains going down deep in my heart that has been causing me issues, you know, giving me some heartache that, you know, makes me rethink on a regular, what's up with me? Why is it that my relationship ends so quick? Am I that bad? It's time. Do I need some psychological checkup? No, seriously, it can. I might need one. You get? I might need one. I don't know why. I just feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's just that I'm not ready for any relationship at the moment. But the truth is, I want to have a relationship, but I might not really be ready. Seriously, I'm asking myself questions, and I'm also answering. You see, this is what I've been going through, you know, for the past few weeks now. You understand? It's just, I've not really been myself, though. But I just need to stay strong, stay pure. You get? Ah, man, this 2021 Valentine, you got to deal. Everybody, they celebrate, you know, the old vibes. You know, everybody was posting, buying this. My girlfriend just called me. I said, you didn't post me. You didn't text me. You didn't do this. I was like, jeez. You know, I didn't even share.